In the early decades of the 20th century, local craft brewing was popular in the Granite City until the result of the Prohibition era closed the doors of the last St. Cloud Brewery in 1939. However, two home brewing buddies, along with the help of a brewmaster with over 15 years of experience, recently decided to tap into the microbrewery world. Nick Barth and Matt Studer are taking their home brewing skills to the public this January by opening up Beaver Island Brewing Company, a business idea that Barth says is so big that a knowledgeable beer mind was needed to assist.
So we started making beer in the basement. Every Tuesday night we do a couple of different batches, and after indulging in some of the fruits of our labors, we decided, hey, this is pretty delicious stuff, only to find out that we were great garage brewers, but we were not master brewers. So we teamed up with Chris Lom, previously of O'Hara Brothers and McCann's, and most recently with Third Street Brewhouse, and we gave it a run at it. We approached the Bo Diddley space owner in Pickard Motor there, and we found a great location, and we thought this is a perfect fit. And once Lom came aboard, we had the recipe for success. So the three of us have kind of been just driving forward over the past at least week and a half in terms of since Chris has come on board, but Matt and I have been working on this project for about a year and a half.
Even though this is not Chris Lom's first tap of the keg, he explains the uniqueness that goes into every brewery and also touches on the obstacles that every brewery deals with.
Well, you know, it's a balance of flavors. You know, we want to go off part of the German tradition here in town. I think that's just a great opportunity. I think some of the German styles get neglected in the craft brewing scene. So, you know, we may take those traditional styles and then elevate them to a new level, make bolder flavors. Experiment with new hop varieties, malt varieties. So it's a real exciting time right now, and I just can't wait to get going on this. There's always obstacles. Things have gotten a little easier just because of the number of breweries opening up right now and the number of tap rooms popping. I think the brew pub model is becoming a little bit more difficult. You can't distribute your beers like a production brewery can. When the Surly Law passed a couple years ago, that really opened things up for production breweries to have tap rooms and have a social gathering place. And that's another aspect that we want to throw out there. We want to have a place where people can come and have a social experience and enjoy some great beer.
Co-owner Matt Studer comments more on the Surly Law and the influences that out-of-state breweries have had on the implementation of Beaver Island Brewing Company.
Big thing that's helped is that the Surly Law that had came out, that you can actually come into the tap room, buy beers, as opposed to just giving out free samples. You get to capture a little bit of retail dollars there, and that really helps for a production brewery. You know, when we were out in Colorado, wherever we go, we try to hit the breweries that are there and kind of see what they're doing. And St. Cloud needs something like this. It's going to be an exciting new venture, and you know, we could bring in a lot. I mean, the name alone, Beaver Island Brewing Company. The Beaver Islands, I mean, we can still have something that the city can call their own and can really identify with.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.